remembering again our meditation postures. This is an important way in which we can support ourselves in meditation and simply in living our lives. Being deliberate with the body, but the feet are firmly planted and the bottom is evenly balanced. The hands are soft in the lap. Shoulders are soft. You might need to roll them a few times. Opening the chest, opening the heart area. Opening to ourselves through this posture of softness and kindness. Letting the neck be soft, and that can be challenging. But one way to do it is to let the chin come down a tiny notch so that it's not arched backwards. So the neck is not hyperextended, but soft. And of course, the eyes too are soft, they're downwards, and they're still. The eyes are still. So connecting with the dignity of sitting here just as we are. And breathing, and knowing we're breathing. Letting all the other experiences come and go around our anchor in the breath. Let the thoughts, the sounds, the other body sensations, the emotions, let them rise and fall like waves of the ocean around our anchor in the breathing. Little experiences will arise, but mainly we're on the breath. More protracted experiences arise, a significant thought stream or emotions bundled up in thoughts and body sensations, and we can name those, feel them in the body, not add extra, and gently return our attention to breathing, turning again and again. This way we stabilize our attention, create a little bit of calm, a little bit of concentration, focus. Each time the mind wanders and waves off the breath, we become a little more familiar with what's up for us. What are the conditions that we're meeting with right now? we become a little more familiar with how things are for ourselves as we are now. Can we invoke attitudes of allowing, of acceptance, of letting things be just as they are? We cannot move forward in our lives. We cannot even begin to live the lives of our dreams unless we know where we are at. Letting the practice speak to us about where we are at. And allowing it to be just as it is, just now, knowing it deeply. the Dream Path Workshop can be likened to a pilgrimage. We're not going to any particular outer place in the world, but like all pilgrimages, we are journeying into an inward place. And that is always the true purpose of a pilgrimage, is the inner, deeper, sometimes darker, sometimes lighter parts of our being that need to be known for us to live fully. And so we are all here on a bit of a quest, a bit of a journey quest. And this short haiku speaks to this by Sono Jo, who is a female haiku writer from the 1600s, early 1700s, Japanese, I believe. And she wrote, "White frost, the nun's worn wicker basket starts the journey." I'll read it again. "White frost, the nun's worn wicker basket starts the journey."